And I just, I think back at that 10 months of my life where I just had to deal with the letting agents every day. Every day dealing with those fucking letting agents. It was horrible, calling them up for hours. Because the main thing I hate was telling them what I did, because you've got to tell them what you do. And it was always this, because there's always this when you tell people I was a comedian. Okay, they go, what do you do? I say, I'm a writer, performer. And they go, what sort of performing? I say, I'm a stand-up comedian. And they go, oh my God, really? Oh my God, oh, really? Oh, really? Oh my God. And I'd be there going, oh God, I'm an artist. Why do I do this? Why? No one gets me. But then one time, I spoke to a letting agent, and the following conversation happened. It kind of changed my perspective a bit. She said, what do you do? I said, I'm a writer, performer. She said, what sort of performing? I said, I'm a stand-up comedian. She said, okay, and what does your girlfriend do? The conversation just carried on. And when that happened, all I was thinking was, back the fuck up here! I just told you I'm a professional comedian. That's one not to blow, freelance superhero, and you fucking know it, okay? Don't act like this isn't the biggest thing you've ever heard in your life, okay? You're gonna be dining out on this for months. What does your girlfriend do? That's not the question you wanna ask me. The question you wanna ask me is, do you breathe oxygen or is air shipped in from your home planet, Mars? So that's what you ask me. And I realised at this moment, this is why I do this. This is why I do comedy. I don't do this for the art. I don't do this for the creative process or to make people laugh. I do comedy to impress cunts like letting agents. That's why I do comedy. I do comedy so members of the public can go, wow, you're a comedian, that's amazing. I go, yeah, it is amazing, isn't it, you piece of shit? Yeah. And they go, wow, what's it like? I go, I'll tell you what it's like. I don't get out of bed unless I'm being applauded to and from work. That's what it's like. And they go, have you ever met anyone famous? Yeah, I met Annika Rice. What's she like? She thinks you're a dick. That's what it's like. I mean, do you think I've enjoyed any of this? Do you think I'm getting anything out of doing this? I'm getting fuck all here. I do this because you all think it's amazing that I do this. And you're right. It is amazing that I do this. I'm a fucking miracle worker. Admit it. Admit it. It's hard to hear that from a man you've spent the last hour with. A man who has, let's face it, stolen your hearts. He's no more than a cockroach begging for the light. And of course, yes, I will post the photos afterwards at the bar. Of course I will. And I'll do that thing where I go, oh, you don't want a photo of little me. Of course you want a photo of me. I'm better than you. Of course you do. And do you know what the worst thing is? Do you know what the worst thing is? Despite everything I've told you tonight, despite everything that's coming out of my mouth right now about my thought process, I know for a fact there are women in this room who fancy me because I'm a comedian. Yes, there are, and you're pathetic. Cool. You've been a lovely audience. Genuinely, you have. I hope you've enjoyed it. Thank you for taking a risk. I hope it hasn't been too heavy at any point. Some of it is. It's kind of, but I want to give my audience everything. I want to give you absolutely everything I got. I want you to see every nook and cranny in my head. And I don't know. I think by doing that, I'm not going to say this is art, but it's art, isn't it? It's a work of art. What's it all about, though? Probably. What's it all been about, man? Well, what I'm just trying to say is you get a man, build him up, big and strong, think he's going to last. Let's say you start stripping him of things. Let's say you strip him of his house. Let's say you strip him of his belongings. Let's say you strip him of his beliefs and his ideology. And you take away his family. And you take away his religion. You know, what's left? What's actually left? Is he the same as he was before? Or is he something different now? It's me, I'm the man. All right, I'll put this in terms you can understand. The show is like Kaplunk. You know Kaplunk? You got this thing, it looks real sturdy, but you keep taking things away, you know, eventually you're gonna lose your marbles. Yep. Oh, patronise me with that, are you? Patronise, is that not fucking good enough for you? I'm sorry, is that a pun within a metaphor, within an overarching theme? Is that not good enough for you fucking people? I'm sorry, if you had an American accent, you'd be losing your shit at that, okay? This guy's from New York, he gets that. You people are fucking pigs. You're fucking pigs. I don't even know how you got up those stairs with your trotters. I'm sorry, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, no, that was too far. I've had a bad day. You have been so lovely. Genuinely, I never want this gig to end. I don't, mainly because I never want to have to deal with the repercussions of what I just said to you. But I'm going to have to. You have been lovely. I hope you've enjoyed it. Just whatever happens, you just got to keep fighting, fucking fight the power all the time. Do what you can. Eat apples. Keep running. Thank you so much, guys. See you later. Thank you. Thank you.